This article is called Then Sings My Soul. Living Lutheran invited readers to share their favorite hymns and why they hold special significance. Some told us how hymn singing is a shared experience that forms connections among people. Another sent messages about hymns that have helped them articulate their Christian identity and tenets of faith. And many wrote about a special hymn that is a defined memory that will last a lifetime. First, from Erica Breyer from Grace Lutheran Church in Minneapolis, she references God Be With You Till We Meet Again. Growing up, I spent a lot of time with my grandparents, and often my sister and I would pass the day at their pizza restaurant or house, and as we grew, we would spend Sunday evenings at their house too, and we played cribbage and ate dinner, but most importantly, before we left, my grandfather would sit at the piano and play God Be With You Till We Meet Again. This song became special, and it meant family time. It was played not only for Sunday visits, but also when celebrating holidays with my extended family. We always sang it before leaving with my grandpa on piano. It also represented the bond I had with my grandpa, him on piano as I learned violin, and this song became representative of all music in my life. Now, this song is sadder to sing. My grandfather died when I was 10 years old, and it was so hard on me because I was so close to him. We sang this hymn to end his memorial service, and later my sister and I played it at his burial. This song, which has always meant so much to me, the sound of family and togetherness, became almost impossible to sing anymore. Memories come rushing back with waves of emotion, yet the words do remain a comfort. I'm currently living and teaching in Japan now, and this hymn is common for events such as graduations and going away ceremonies. It's extra special singing it in another language and saying goodbye to students. Each part of my life's journey has brought me closer to so many people, and for that I am blessed. My prayer is that this hymn will remind you that God's deep, unconditional love protects us throughout our lives. May you feel this love until we meet again at Jesus' feet. Now we hear from Larry Harold of Zion Lutheran Church in Sunbury, Pennsylvania. He references the hymn, O Jesus, I Have Promised. I sang O Jesus, I Have Promised for the first time on a cool September morning. I had arrived in England to complete my master's degree on a Fulbright fellowship, and the shock of the move from rural Pennsylvania had disoriented me. I'd felt so sure that I'd made the right decision to move abroad, yet I had this doubt. I was doubting myself. I went to church that first Sunday morning, needing to hear the word of God that had guided me before. The organ of Westminster Abbey came to life, and the choir and clergy processed, and the words to a hymn I'd never heard before flowed from me as if I were singing a childhood favorite. O, let me see thy footmarks, and in them plant my own. My hope to follow duly is in thy strength alone. These words of the final verse brought me to tears and amid a sea of strangers, and my singing transformed into a prayer for God's guidance, joined the voices of countless people over the Abbey's thousand-year history. I could sense my words being carried off to heaven by saints and sinners who had come to that place in times past, seeking the very comfort I was now in search of. I sang this hymn to myself every day I was abroad. I struggled with culture shock and vocational discernment, which manifested in a depression. Why had God led me to this place? The words of this hymn, though, were a daily reminder that wherever I walked, God had walked the path before me. I discovered in those feelings where God was calling me, I believe that I'm following in God's footmarks into rostered ministry in the church. God and His church have guided and preserved me, and I'm called to bring others along this pathway. And from Carol Hampe of Prince of Peace Lutheran Church in Gaithersburg, Maryland, remembers Morning Cry. Morning Cry is my favorite hymn. I'm single, and I'm a mom who adopted two daughters from China. As I prepared to adopt my first daughter, Laura, 24 years ago, this hymn took on a new depth of meaning. As a soon-to-be mom, I was focused on this little 11-month-old baby almost 8,000 miles away. This hymn provided great comfort and reassurance, reminding me that God was with Laura when she was born and watching over her as I prepared to travel to meet her. I chose it as a hymn at her baptism to celebrate with God, and it became a favorite of Laura's too, as she recognized that it talked about God being with her as she grew in faith. Laura's dear grandpa died after a long illness when she was 7, and we knew this hymn would be a part of his funeral, and Laura danced to it in a celebration of his life, knowing that grandpa was with God. 2 years later, when I was in the process of adopting her soon-to-be little sister, Laura gained a deeper understanding of the sentiment of the hymn. As she waited, Laura trusted in God's care for her faraway sister Annie, and she continued to do so later as they grew in faith together. Laura got married last summer, and she found someone to join her heart with, and I pray this hymn will continue to be closely tied to her life. Morning Cry profoundly touches my heart because of the deep personal connection it shows between God and the life of my family. The hymn is a beautiful reminder, especially to a single mom, of God's ever-present love in every stage of our lives. This from Jim Rich, as he remembers Earth and All Stars. Jim is a member of Lord of Life Lutheran Church in Fairfax, Virginia. My favorite hymn is Earth and All Stars. Although the hymn isn't an ancient one, it's one that stresses loud and new. It has all the earthly elements that we're used to, such as planets, symbols, hail, wind, and rain, loud cheering people, and loud boiling test tubes. And this hymn uses our everyday objects and stresses that they can be used in praise. We can take the mundane and turn it into a new song, and this hymn always leaves me happy. Sharon Reuter of Holy Trinity Lutheran Church in Port Angeles, Washington, remembers Thine is the Glory. My favorite hymn is Thine is the Glory, and I'm sure I had sung it in church before my junior year in high school, although I have no memory of this. But during that year, a classmate who attended my church died in a motorcycle accident. This was the first time someone my age whom I knew died. It was a difficult time for my group of friends and classmates, and it was decided that the Luther League would sing at his funeral. Approximately 50 of us packed the balcony to sing Thine is the Glory, an Easter hymn, but also a powerful funeral or memorial service message. Our friend was no longer in death's bonds, but risen with Christ. It's been 50 years, and I still can't sing that hymn without tears in my eyes. There are many other hymns that I love and that have significance in different ways, but none as profound as this.